When you're the parent of a young child, you're beside them to help with most of the emotional highs and lows. You can share their dreams, soothe their worries, and you're there with a bandage for that scraped knee. As your child moves into adulthood, their independence increases and they set out on their own. They usually even put up their own supply of bandages. Although your role has evolved to a more passive one, the desire that your child's life be happy and fulfilled does not diminish. One of those hopes is that they will find a soulmate, a person who cares about them as deeply as you do. If you're a very lucky parent, someone just like Matthew Bienert comes into your daughter's life. It didn't take me long after meeting Matt to realize that the person Laurie was falling in love with was very special. The first few times he came to our house, he was a little shy, but his smile and the way he looked at Laurie was enough. He often brought small gifts and was generally so considerate that his future brothers-in-law and I figured we'd have to talk to him about making us look bad. I should explain that Matthew and Laurie's lives first touched much earlier, in grade 2. You may have seen the class picture put up on the website by Laurie's sister Jenny. My wife Donna remembers volunteering on hot dog day and seeing a little red-haired boy ease into the line behind Laurie and begin to tease her. They maintained a casual friendship through grade school, but after reconnecting about 3 years ago, the relationship flourished and Matt was drawn into our family. It was apparent to me that Matt was one of those refreshing people who are talented and humble at the same time. He had a very quiet confidence and unflagging optimism about life and people. He assumed the folks he encountered were good, and he treated them accordingly. The messages on the wonderful website we have been looking at this week demonstrate the impact his smile and warmth had on all of us. Matt and our family spent many happy times together, and we became close. And there were those dinners where our four daughters and Donna did all the talking, and Matt joined the rest of us guys in smiling and passing the food. Things like the annual Mountain Film Festival in Banff, where we all emerged bleary-eyed after 2 days of nonstop movies. Matt helped Laurie's sister Kara and her husband Peter during a major renovation, and today his handiwork is visible throughout their house. Matt and I also worked together in our house, and after I convinced him to stop calling me Mr. Sukovic, we talked about a wide range of interests. I told him about concrete, and he told me about flying. Guess which side of that discussion was more interesting? It seemed like many of the conversations I had with Matt centered on humorous or upbeat things, because that was where his mind naturally went, to the positives. In fact, he laughed at so many of my corny jokes that I started to believe I was actually funny. Matt developed a special bond with our grandchildren and eventually became a godfather to Ariana and Joshua. Although he hadn't much experience with young kids, his gentle and friendly manner drew the youngsters to him, whether it was helping test a flyer, toy airplane, or playing pirates with Ben. Throughout this time, Matt pursued his dream to get back into flying, and I'll tell you, watching his calm determination month after month was nothing short of awe-inspiring. He took the negatives dealt him, and instead of getting bitter or pessimistic, he simply filed them away as part of life's experiences and continued focusing on and working toward his goals. You're all here today because you knew Matt, and so you understand what I'm talking about. To me, it seemed like one of his core life philosophies could be summed up in a simple phrase: find the good in everything and everyone. This approach to life gave him the strength to not only face one challenge after another, but also the compassion to be there for those around him. For the source of many of his attributes, you need look no further than Matt's family. The kind of circumstances which have brought us together today often have the effect of magnifying the qualities of people. Neil and Gaylene, Tasha and Alan, Jonathan. The kindness and generosity you've shown my family and the support you've given Lori, especially over the last few days, will never be forgotten. On her birthday in December 2005, Matt proposed to Lori, and they were married in a beautiful ceremony the following August. But not before a marathon two-day stag organized by Jonathan. Neil and I only had the energy for a single day, but I spent it whitewater rafting with the young guys. We had a blast, and at the end, somehow, Corbin had the photographer convinced that the eight of them were brothers, and I was the dad. Like many young couples, Matt and Lori found themselves moving frequently as they pursued his aviation dream. First, they left Calgary for Nanaimo, and then on to Victoria. From the day they became a couple, Lori and Matt were each other's greatest supporters. And they decided that, initially, Matt's flying career would take priority. Matt's return to the skies was a series of hard-earned milestones achieved by both of them working together and celebrated by their families. To understand the depth of love and pride Lori has for Matt, you simply have to be here today. In spite of her profound grief, Lori worked tirelessly to organize the celebration of Matt's life. And Lori, I'm very proud of you. All of us have favorite Matt stories that will carry throughout our lives, and it's great to see so many of them on the website. Most are about simple events. Each has a special meaning for its narrator. For example, Matt's brother-in-law, Craig, tells me about a magical day he spent fishing on the couch and river while Matt flew overhead with a student. Craig's wife, Christy, talks about how interested Matt was in learning how to properly swaddle his godson, Joshua. This summer, Lori, Donna, and I spent some time flying with Matt. I felt so much pride in my son-in-law's passion for what he was doing, the care he took with all aspects of his craft, his professionalism with the people in his industry, the pure joy he experienced in flying, and the pleasure he had in talking to others about it. On our last day in Nanaimo, Matt and I were alone in the plane, and we flew across to the Sunshine Coast and into the Princess Louisa Inlet. We talked as we sailed through the crystal clear air with another blue sky above and a magnificent landscape below us. I began to understand what flying meant to him. These happy and funny memories of Matt seem to heighten our sense of loss. We know Matt's time with us was too short. But you know, I feel so privileged to be one of a few people out of the billions on this planet to have known Matt and to have counted on him as a friend. I thought about how wonderful it would be to have just one more talk with him. In my mind, I can hear the phone ring and the voice saying, "Hi, Rick, it's Matt." We could have another one of those conversations about something interesting, and more importantly, I would have the chance to tell him how much he has enriched my life. Unfortunately, that call is not possible, but I can't think of a better way to honor Matt than to take the example he set for his life and apply it to my own. I can look for the good in everything and everyone and approach life with optimism and joy. The last bit will be a little difficult for the next while, but I know Matt is there with me, helping me along with the gentle encouragement and that warm smile. And for that, I'll always be grateful. Take care.
We're going to watch a video tribute that Lori put together. Let's watch together.
Whisper slowly turn into a scream, searching for an answer where the question is unseen. I don't know where you came from, I don't know where you've gone. Old friends become old strangers between darkness and the dawn. Amen, oh man, will I see your face again? Amen. Find a place within to live my life without you. I still hear you saying all of life is his chance. Yes, when at a glance. But I live 100 lifetimes in a day. But I die a little in every breath that amen, oh man, will I see your face again? Amen. whisper slowly drift away. Silence is the loudest parting word you never say. I put your world into